This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, and I want to thank you for joining me here today. I really and truly appreciate it. I created Senior Care Live to be a safe place to get accurate and reliable information that can really and truly help you when you're caring for your elderly loved ones. I also have excellent service providers on this program, the absolute very best in their various industries. So, and they share their knowledge and expertise with you and I just want to thank all of them for their significant contributions to this program. If you have a question about the program Senior Care Live, you can call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And I've had some people say, why not have a local number? Why do you have a 1-800 number? I'm thinking outside of the box, and I know that this program will expand into the region and maybe throughout the country. So I just started right out of the gate with the 800 number. So again, feel free to call that anytime, 800-331-6445. You can also check out the website at seniorcarelive.com and be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and sign up for the free e-newsletter. And also, don't forget to check out all of our upcoming free educational events. If you want to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, you can go online and learn a whole lot about that at seniorcareconsulting.com. That's with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. Very simply put, we can help you find the right senior care community for your elderly loved ones. And it could be independent living, assisted living, a nursing home, or Alzheimer's dementia care. And please note, we do not receive compensation from any care providers whatsoever. Look, that would be a total conflict of interest. I don't believe in it. I won't have anything to do with that. My firm works directly for you and your family. And our business model is very simple. It's a flat fee for service model. And I've had some people say, you know, after learning about your service, it sounds very, very comprehensive. And it is. Okay. And they think that it's some outrageous fee, like, you know, $10,000. No, absolutely not. The fees are very reasonable. It is, I can promise you, the highest level of engagement that we offer is far, far less than a one-month stay in one of the facilities, assisted living or nursing homes. Way, way less. It's very reasonable. Our clients say it's the best money they've ever spent. So if home is no longer an option and you need expert guidance to find the right senior care community for your elderly loved one, you can call. We offer a free consultation, 913-945-2800. And we serve families in the Kansas City and surrounding areas. I call it the expanded Kansas City metro area, 913-945-2800. All right. I'm going to do a time shift today, right? Even though today is Saturday the 7th, I want to say Happy Nurses Day, even though technically that was yesterday on May the 6th. Today on Senior Care Live, it is Nurses Day. So Happy Nurses Day to all the awesome nurses out there. And if you know a nurse, just be sure to say Happy Nurses Day to them. Let them know how much you appreciate them and all of the great work that they do. And I've said this before, my wife is a nurse, and let me tell you, she is absolutely incredible. And her patients will also tell you she's incredible. I don't say this because she's my wife. I just say it because it is the absolute truth. She's simply wonderful. She is awesome with her patients. She's fantastic with everyone she works with and provides care for. And the practice that she works at, it's a large a physician's practice there. They get so many compliments about the nursing care and the interactions with the nurses there. So she also works with her sidekick. They both call each other their sidekick, which is kind of cool. Amanda. And Amanda is also an amazing nurse, does an incredible job. So to all of my nursing friends and family, nurses in my family, I have several nurses in my family, all the hardworking nurses out there, thank you very, very much for all that you do, and Happy Nurses Day. All right, May is American Stroke Awareness Month. Okay, and while stroke threatens millions of lives, it's also largely preventable, and it is treatable if you get to it quickly. All right, here are a few statistics that are really pretty stunning. 1 out of 6 people will suffer a stroke in their lifetime. 1 out of 6. Nearly 2 million brain cells die each minute that a stroke goes untreated. Wow, that's scary. So you go down really, really quickly unless this is identified, recognized, and treated immediately. Stroke is the leading cause of disability in the U.S. Here's the big one, folks. 80% of strokes are preventable. 80% of strokes are preventable. It's phenomenal. Strokes are largely treatable if you recognize the signs and get help immediately. And here it is. High blood pressure is stroke's public enemy number one. 3 out of 4 people who suffer their first stroke have high blood pressure. And this is the 80% is treatable. Okay. Look, for a generic $4 prescription, you can get your blood pressure medication. Come on. There's no excuse for this. If you have high cholesterol, cholesterol medications are now largely available in generic form, and so you can reduce your cost that way. And most of these are very effective in reducing your cholesterol. You can lower your high blood pressure. You can lower the salt. Start counting the milligrams of salt or sodium in your diet, and it is shocking. It is shocking. So you can lose weight. There are all sorts of things you can do to prevent a stroke. So just wanted to throw this out there. It's Stroke Awareness Month, and we've all heard about how do you recognize if someone might be having a stroke? And there's an acronym. It's FAST, FAST. And I've heard a lot of commercials about this, and they've done a good job in talking about this and just informing the public. But F is facial drooping. If like one side of your face starts to droop, or your mouth is kind of starting to droop on one side or the other. Arm weakness. So if one of the arms is weak, speech difficulty, slurring your words and having a difficulty speaking. If you notice any 1, 2 or all of these, it's time to call 911. And if you're not sure, oh, I don't know if I want to bother 911. No, bother them. Look, that's what they're for. Okay. If you suspect that you or someone you are with may be having a stroke, you dial 911. What was that number? Nearly 2 million brain cells die each minute that a stroke goes untreated. Do not mess around with this. Fast facial drooping. A, that's for the F. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. Any one of the above or all of the above. Time to call 911. Friends usually save another friend from dying or becoming very disabled from a stroke. So be aware of that. And then also wanted to mention, just briefly here, today is the KC Derby Fest, Kansas City Derby Fest. It's a celebration around the Kentucky Derby. It's a huge, huge party. It's down at the P&L today from 3 to 6 this afternoon. You can watch the Kentucky Derby on a huge, gigantic screen down there. Enjoy a mint julep. Enjoy some great food. There will be a, there'll be some racer horses. Last week we talked about this Pistol Pete, the great, great grandson of Secretariat. That's pretty awesome. Pistol Pete will be there. Go by and say, what do you say to a horse? Like, whoa, or something like that. Anyway, say hi to Pistol Pete. That's pretty cool. They're going to have a silent auction. There will be a band performing and there will be a hat contest. This is a spectacle. It is awesome. And most importantly, other than, I mean, it's a great time, but all of the proceeds from this charitable event go to the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center. And I just want to give another public thanks to Dr. Jeff Burns, the co-director of the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center, for being on the program last week. It was an awesome program. We even re-aired it Sunday morning at 10. And, if you missed that program, it was about all things Alzheimer's. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, go to the podcast tab and check out the podcast from last week. I mean, it was an awesome, awesome event. And don't forget, if you want to raise your hand, to fight Alzheimer's disease, we need hundreds and hundreds of volunteers to volunteer for clinical trials. Every single advance in the treatment and hopefully ultimately the cure of Alzheimer's come, every advance happens from these clinical trials. So don't forget to do that and be sure to contact the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center. And again, thanks for all the good folks out of the KC Derby Fest for raising money for such a great charitable cause, an important cause for all of us. All right, just a quick mention. I did a major presentation for a very large employer here based in Kansas City, and afterwards, kind of a meet and greet, and I spoke with so many great people there, answered a lot of questions, and one lady said, wait a minute, you're that guy on Senior Care Live? And I said, yeah, that's me. And she goes, oh my gosh, she was a little starstruck. she said, I listen to you every week. So to this nice lady and everyone listening every week, again, thank you so much. I really do truly appreciate that. All right, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Some long-term care insurance policies will pay one spouse to provide care for the other spouse. Is this statement true or is this statement false? Again, some long-term care insurance policies pay one spouse to provide care for another spouse. Is the statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. If you do not have a radio or you leave in the car going into your home and no radio, no worries at all. This program will stream live to any electronic device. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com. the upper left-hand area, you can click the Listen Live button, and it will stream straight to your phone, tablet, laptop, whatever you have, and it is really that simple. It's pretty awesome. All right, so let's go back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Some long-term care insurance policies will pay one spouse to provide care for the other spouse. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is true. Some long-term care insurance policies have a feature that will actually pay a spouse to provide care for their spouse. And so many times I hear about one spouse has to quit their job to care for the other spouse. And this benefit on some long-term care insurance policies will help with that financial situation. And if you want to learn more about long-term care insurance and how it works and how affordable it really is, we have a free event that's coming right up on Tuesday, May the 24th. It's from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's called The Truth About Long-Term Care and Who Really Pays for It. And this one is going to be in Lee's Summit at the Gamber Center. And again, it's Tuesday night, Tuesday evening, May the 24th. From 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's free of charge, and you can register by phone at 913-829-7555 or online at ltctruth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, I'm pretty fired up about this. If you're applying for Medicaid in the state of Kansas or anticipate needing Medicaid anytime soon, again, this is only in the state of Kansas. Missouri's all right, but in Kansas, we have a problem. Listen up. Okay, instead of Houston, we have a problem. It's the entire state of Kansas, we have a problem. Qualifying for Medicaid used to be pretty straightforward. So once a person spends down their countable asset to the Medicaid trigger of $2,000 or less, okay, you're qualified for Medicaid. And in the context of this rant or consumer alert, this is in the context of paying Medicaid, paying for nursing home care, none of the other programs. Talk about nursing home care here. Now, as many of you know, the state of Kansas has some financial difficulties right now, and the government has been making some changes to address the budget shortfalls and overall to become more efficient. So one such change has been made to the Medicaid program. So rewind to last July 2015, Kansas changed to a new piece of software called the Kansas Eligibility Enforcement System, and this will help determine Medicaid eligibility. So unfortunately, it's my understanding that the computer software program does not work properly. Wow, where have I heard this before? A government purchases a piece of software and it doesn't work properly. That drives me nuts. This is forcing state employees to use dozens of time consuming, what we call workarounds. Oh, this doesn't work as intended. But if you do this and you do that and you hold your breath and you raise your left hand, you can get around that and keep working it. Well, that's not supposed to work like that. And guess what? This is something I know a little bit about because I used to be the CEO of a software development startup for about 3 years in my lifetime and in my career here. And to implement a software program that's full of bugs, it's clearly not been properly tested, is just completely inexcusable. I wonder how much we as the taxpayers paid for this faulty program. Now, then to make matters worse, the processing of Medicaid application was transferred from the Department of Children and Family back to the Department of Health and Environment. So this change, along with a glitchy software program, has resulted in a gigantic backlog of Medicaid applications. The number of Medicaid applications waiting to be processed is somewhere, hang on to your hats, is somewhere between 7,000 upwards of 10,000 applications still sitting on someone's desk. Actually, that would probably fill an office or two. So So here we are in May of 2016, and I'm hearing that applications submitted as far back as October of 2015 are just now beginning to be reviewed and approved. So let me change gears and tell you how this impacts the nursing homes. So it used to be they would carry the cost of providing care for 30 to 45 days, and then they're paid retroactive to the application date. So 30 to 45 days, okay, we can carry that cost, and then they're made whole, and then the nursing homes are reimbursed on a monthly basis going forward. But now today it's taking several months to receive approval. So guess what? These nursing homes are having to carry the cost of providing care for several months. And guess what? That's just not affordable. So this lengthy delay totally destroys the cash flow for the nursing homes. And many nursing homes just flat out, they're just not big enough or financially strong enough to float any more costs. Some nursing homes have provided over $1 million worth of care, and they're still waiting to be reimbursed by the state Medicaid program. All right, so what does this mean for you, the consumer? Well, guess what? Now, many nursing homes are just flat out not accepting new residents requiring Medicaid until Kansas gets this mess resolved. And many nursing homes are now requiring that the resident pays 6 to 12 months of private pay before the nursing home will accept Medicaid, and this is directly the reason why. Right. Some nursing homes are putting a limit on the number of residents that they can care for on Medicaid. Now, it's not all doom and gloom. Kansas is taking steps to improve the situation, but they have a long way to go before resolving this huge issue. So if you're searching for a nursing home on your own, and you just need to be aware of the new specific Medicaid issue in the state of Kansas, yet another thing to worry about and another layer of complexity to deal with when searching for a nursing home in the state of Kansas.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. If you need help, you don't want to wade into that on your own. If you need help from Senior Care Consulting, we help people negotiate these murky waters every single day and address this very specific situation. Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. Senior Care Consulting can help you with this whole Medicaid mess, 913-945-2800. All right. With no further delay, I want to introduce you to my special guest, Miss Judy Wechter. She is a registered nurse and the community educator with Crossroads Hospice. And Judy, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be here.
All right. And happy Nurses Day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because you are a registered nurse and you're CR, CRRN.
Certified Rehabilitation
Registered Nurse. How about that?
Yes.
Right. So,
very good.
I've worked with CRNAs and Certified Registered Nurse Anesthetist.
Yes.
That's hard to say. But anyway, Judy, right after the break, we're going to talk about the free upcoming educational event. I can't wait to get into it. So for our listeners, hang on. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. That's 1-800-331-6445. And if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, no worries. You can go back after the fact and listen to the podcast at seniorcarelive.com. Click on the podcast tab, and you can listen to any previously aired episode. It is really that simple.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, myth versus fact. Here's the myth. Depression is a normal part of growing older. So, Steve, when you're getting older, you just count on being depressed. But, Judy, we know that's not true. Set us right and give us the fact.
It is not true. It's one of those myths or stereotypes about aging. There is a rate of older adults that have depressive symptoms as it increases with age, but that should not be considered a normal part of growing old. In fact, the CDC has done recent studies on this, and they found that in the 50 and older population, which to me, 50 is fairly young.
I'm in that age.
Me too.
Range. I'm a spring chicken.
Yeah, that's right. 50 is the new 30 or whatever.
That's right.
With the 50 and older population, those that reported being currently depressed were less than 8%. Those that reported having a lifetime diagnosed episode of depression was less than 16%. So even though it may be an occurrence, it is not something that is common or that is expected to have happen. And we really want to pay attention to it because there's a lot of negative effects of anybody having depression. There's exacerbation, I can't think of a simpler word, that it's going to have exacerbating effect that it's going to have on other physical or mental situations, mm-hmm. illnesses, chronic conditions that an individual has. And the older that we are, the more likely we are to have additional issues going on. Even in the studies, people with depression have more doctor's appointments, more doctor's visits, more emergency room visits. They take more medications. Their outpatient procedures run higher cost, and their lengths of stay for hospitalizations are longer than someone without depression. And this is really almost completely avoidable. 80% of depression in those elderly adults is treatable.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. That is huge. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, so 80% seems to be the common number today. So 80% of depression is what did you say, treatable?
Mm-hmm.
And so
80%.
In
a case is a treatable condition.
Yeah, and 80% of strokes could be prevented very simply with some medication and avoided. So, all right. So, Judy, let's talk about our upcoming free educational event. And I love the title.
Good. Is it okay to laugh? And I know that sounds kind of simple and everything, but is it okay to laugh? We deal with this in healthcare all the time. People question whether they have any right to be happy or to be laughing. It's considered somewhat politically incorrect. You're almost considered stupid if things are funny. And it's just a sadness that we've become so politically correct that we've taken humor, a birthright, out of our lives, considering how much joy it brings to us emotionally, socially, as well as physically. There are huge health benefits to laughing.
I must not be politically correct because I laugh a lot.
I think that's a sign of being more healthy, and it's also a sign that you have a stronger heart.
Okay, hey, I'll take it.
Yes, you should. They've actually done studies on individuals with heart disease and have found that 40% of people with heart disease are less likely to laugh at something that an individual of the same age and gender group would have laughed at. So it makes you question, do you lose your sense of humor because you have heart disease, or are those that don't have a sense of humor more likely to develop heart disease? But we'll get into more of that at the workshop on the 18th.
Yeah, so I've been doing a teaser and a save the date for a little while. So here it is. We're going to roll out all the information. It's coming right up on Wednesday, May the 18th. Right. So Wednesday, mm-hmm. May the 18th, and the time is from 9 to noon. Show up at 8:30 and enjoy a free breakfast and sign in. And then we'll start promptly at 9. We will end promptly at noon. And, you know, we rotate the sites of these, Judy, and the Gamber Center. What's such a great place. It's over in, Lee's Summit 4 Southeast Independence Avenue. I think most people in that area, know where this is. And if you're driving there and you're not sure, just Google it, but it's the Gamber Center, in Lee's Summit, Missouri. Missouri from 9 to noon on Wednesday, May the 18th. And here's how you can sign up. You can go old school and call our friends at Crossroads Hospice. Here's the phone number, 816-333-9200. So you can sign up by phone, register by phone, 816-333-9200. Or if you don't want to talk to anyone, or if you want to register at midnight when you're on the computer or whatever you want to do, you can just go to seniorcarelive.com. I always have the link right there. You click on it and you can register online, and it literally takes about 30 seconds.
It's a quick and easy process.
Yeah. And look, the last time we had to cut off registration to our last free educational event because we overfilled the room. And now we know some people can't make it on the day of because of things that are unexpected. And so we were just right at about 100, and that was the capacity. Don't tell the fire marshal. We may have been like maybe one person over capacity. So, anyway, so this is no kidding. Do not delay. Sign up now, 816-333-9200, or just go to seniorcarelive.com. It's right on the front page there, free educational event register here. Just click the button, and boom, it'll take you to where you can sign up. It takes 30 seconds. Is it okay to laugh?
Yes, and we'll also have Amy, one of the program specialists from Gilda's Club. She's a social worker, the softer component to me being the nurse, who's going to do a presentation called Inside Outside. And I've done this with her a few times for different audiences, and it's always very well received and always leads to her being asked to come somewhere else and do it again. But it's a very fun activity. It's very insightful. It's amazing sometimes how much effort we put into masking our outside when inside we see and feel things totally different. So this will be a very lighthearted, fun morning. Time will fly by, and I think people will leave not just with information, but energized. It's a fun one.
Absolutely.
Not nearly as serious as some of our others.
Well, some of them are real serious, mm-hmm. and maybe even a little bit heavy. This one is definitely lighter. And I can't wait, to see her part of the program, because I've heard this is excellent. It's mm-hmm. just awesome.
Very well done.
All right. And so who can attend? So let's just cover that. Judy and I created this very intentionally to reach two audiences. Number one, our friends in healthcare, our friends in nursing, social services, and all of the other medical fields out there as well. But nursing and social services will walk out with a certificate, three free continuing education credits. So if you want to take your morning, enjoy a great breakfast, and learn a lot, and this one's a little bit on the lighter side, so it'll be even more fun, I think, than some of our others. Free continuing education is always a good thing. My wife's a nurse. Judy's mm-hmm. a nurse. I mean, and all of the medical professionals have to have continuing education credits. Three continuing education credits free of charge, and you'll walk out with your certificate in hand. And then for some of the allied health fields, Judy, they can come.
Yes.
But they'll have to self-submit. Is that
yes.
correct? But you still get three free continuing education credits.
Yes, this is true. And we'll give you all of the materials to self-submit.
Perfect, perfect. So we've got that part, but these free educational events are also perfectly and very intentionally appropriate for the layperson, the family and friend, caregivers. And I just love it that we set this up, and we have a lot of interaction, mm-hmm. don't we?
Yes, and that was really the whole intent, was to bring all of the caregivers together, whether they were the healthcare professional caregivers or the friend and family caregivers who are doing the work on the front lines 24 hours a day, seven mm-hmm. days a week. We find that often each other are unaware of what the real issues are or how to communicate with one another. And this was an opportunity to bring everyone together in a relaxed environment where both sides could learn and hear together for the benefit of the care recipient that we're all trying to care for.
Absolutely. And let me just tell a quick story. This just popped into my mind. I just worked with a really nice lady, super stressed out, had cared for her mother in her own home for a while. Her mother had even become combative because she had dementia,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't know what to do. So anyway, She had to be hospitalized for a medical situation, and she had not been treated with any anti-anxiety medication. So they started her on a fast acting simple medication, and it kind of calmed her mom down quite a bit. And I called my client to see how you doing. And she goes, "You'll never guess what I'm doing. I'm sitting here having a very pleasant conversation with my mother," and she even laughed. And she said, I've not heard my mother laugh in over 3 years. And she just broke down, started crying. It's just laughter is a big, big, big deal.
It's huge. It brings us together. It bonds us. It gives us strength to face trials and tribulations. It's physically healthy. It's emotionally, it does it all.
Absolutely. And it's free medicine. We're going to talk more about this right after the break. But to register for this free upcoming educational event, you can go online, seniorcarelive.com. Just click the link and it'll take you 30 seconds to sign up. Or you can call Crossroads Hospice at 816-333-9200. And Judy, we'll talk a whole lot more about this right after the break. We'll see you shortly.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guest, Judy Wechter. She's a registered nurse and community educator with Crossroads Hospice. And again, Judy, thanks for everything that you do, and you're a registered nurse on top of it. Happy Nurses Day, even though it was yesterday. It's Nurses Day today on Senior Care Live, and 50 is the new 30, and so it's all good here.
It all works out. We're all Alice in Wonderland, falling through our hole, figuring things out.
Yeah. So, for our listeners, don't forget to attend our free upcoming educational event, and it's entitled, and I love this, Is It Okay to Laugh? And it's laughing is great therapy. Some refer to it as free medicine. Register online at seniorcarelive.com. You just click the link and boom, you can do that in about 30 seconds. You can go old school and call our friends at Crossroads Hospice. They'll sign you up right over the phone, 816-333-9200. It's Wednesday, May 18th. This one, this time is at the Gamber Center in Lee's Summit, and it's, show up at 8:30 to sign in, enjoy a free complimentary break. I guess free and complimentary, that's the same thing.
They might say the same thing.
It's redundant.
Yeah. Yes.
So get your free complimentary, no charge breakfast. How about that?
I think we can build on this.
All right.
Yes.
I'll go nuts with that next time.
Yes.
I'll have about 10 ways to say free. Did I mention it's free? So, but
no charge?
Yes, no charge. So enjoy a complimentary breakfast at 8:30 to 9, and then the program runs 9 to noon. You get 3 free continuing education credits for our friend in healthcare, nursing, social services, and all of the other professions within the medical profession, healthcare profession. And then it's also perfectly applicable and very helpful for the layperson, the non-paid caregiver, the family and friend caregiver on the front line. And look, I know how stressed out you are, and we need to talk about laughter for you as well. So, and they'll receive a certificate of attendance and completion. So, very cool.
Yes, it will be. It'll be a good lighthearted morning, although it's still very educational because there really truly are a lot of health benefits to laughter, not just physically, but emotionally as well. So we'll
Absolutely.
Spend some time looking at that. And do we have time for me to go into it a little bit?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Well, humor really is a way for us to normalize things that are abnormal, and it helps to break the intensity of the things that are going on around us, because when we are laughing, on some level, we've gotten back in control. We've taken control of things again. So it allows us to take situations that are unpleasant and kind of reframe those, convert them into pleasant feelings or pleasant situations. And both laughter and tears may be appropriate simultaneously. When we're dealing with things like chronic conditions or serious illness, even in the death and dying process, I use a quote frequently that I really like. George Bernard Shaw said, life doesn't cease to be funny when someone dies any more than it ceases to be serious when someone laughs. And when you think about, especially in my line of work with hospice, someone who is seriously ill or critically ill or looking at an end-of-life episode, one of the things that you notice about people in that situation is they want to enjoy living. They want to sit around and laugh and talk and share stories and enjoy their time and be happy together. And that's really what draws us to other people. Regardless of what they look like, I know it's always the old joke of, well, she's got a great sense of humor, or she's got a great personality, and everybody says, well, you know, I wonder what she looks like. But we are drawn to people who we enjoy being around, that make us feel happy, that we do laugh with. And that's often one of the first signs of a serious mental or physical illness, is that someone loses their sense of humor. They lose the joy in living.
Well, and it would be a giant red flag to know someone who's pretty lighthearted, usually pretty up, glasses mm-hmm. half full, laughs a lot, and all of a sudden you're not seeing that as much. And it's just a clear sign that something is wrong. It could be depression. It could be a medical mm-hmm. situation. It could be a lot of things, but it's a giant red flag.
It is. And we want to pay attention to those things, not just, you know, a temperature or a blood pressure reading. There's more to assessing someone's physical health than just those type of parameters. But, you know, a good laugh relaxes your whole body, and the effects of that muscle relaxation, the release of tension and stress, that effect physically lasts for about 45 minutes. So every time you laugh or revisit in your head something that was funny and just have a lighthearted laugh to yourself about it, you get to relive that experience all over again. And not only are we getting the relaxation of it, but there's a lot of other body systems that respond to it. Your digestion speeds up, your oxygen intake improves, your circulation improves, the alertness hormones, those get secreted out. The stress hormone cortisol, I mean, this is a big deal. The cortisol is meant for that fight or flight thing. You know, the woolly mammoth is coming by, so the caveman runs in and hides in the cave, and the woolly mammoth goes by and his cortisol levels drop back down. He goes back to gardening or whatever he was doing until the next woolly mammoth comes by. So that normal up and down of cortisol for fight or flight made sense. But when we live with it on a heightened level all the time, it is causing damage to us. It slows down our digestion, which is a polite way of saying constipated, which doesn't make anybody nice to be around.
Yep.
It causes muscle tension. It contributes to ulcers and to diabetes and to memory loss. In fact, it is toxic to your brain cells over a period of time. It's bad stuff. For women, it increases the layering on of body fat in the midsection, which is a direct correlation to heart disease and stroke risk factors and mm-hmm. things like that. So what we want to do is lighten our load a little bit, be around people that bring us more joy, entertain ourselves, whether that's TV or movies or funny screensavers or telling stories or just enjoying the things in life that bring us joy, so that we can have those benefits of laughter.
And sometimes I think you need to be really intentional about this. I know some people watch too much broadcast news and it's just all doom and gloom and all this junk. And I'm like, turn the television off. Get rid of these outside factors that are causing you literally to be depressed.
It makes a huge difference what stimulation we provide. That humorous perspective, it creates some psychological distancing, which helps us avoid feeling quite so overwhelmed, gives us a distraction from the crisis or the issues that are at hand. And it's also going to help us release more of the serotonin and the endorphins that decrease anxiety and boost the body's natural feel-good chemicals. These are our birthright. We're born with a sense of humor. It's the way we live our lives that tends to smash it out.
Yeah, and sometimes, that's right. Outside factors kind of shape and control that, or at least influence it. I know mm-hmm. that for sure. All right. So Judy Wechter, registered nurse and community educator with Crossroads Hospice, and she will be one of the featured speakers along with another speaker in our free upcoming educational event. And it's called Is It Okay to Laugh? It's Wednesday, May the 18th from 8:30 a.m. Enjoy a free breakfast. 9 o'clock to noon is the actual program. This time it's at the Gamber Center over in Lee Summit, Missouri. You can register online at SeniorCareLive.com right on the front page, or call our friends at Crossroads Hospice, 816-333-9200. All right, Judy, thanks so much for being on the program today, and happy Nurses Day.
Thank you.
All right. And to everyone listening, I am so honored you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.